And that completes our agenda. So referring back to conditional use number 2411, Joshua Zupo.
Any further discussion on this one? Okay.
I did not miss one game.
I had just one on this, just to think about. I had a question about the hours of operation, because they had weekday hours of operation, but then weekend hours of chainsaws and, you know, mulching equipment.
And I think what he meant, too, was he would want to use the, have the ability to be able to use the chainsaws and the grinders and stuff through the weekday, too.
Yeah.
When he said 9 to 3, I think that, but that needs to be limited. We heard testimony about, and there needs to be some pretty good conditions on this, because I'm telling you, it was a hot mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, what size lots are you usually reserved for? Like, what, it feels like a very small property to contain.
It was actually a pretty fair size site, but he had a lot of stuff there. So I think maybe, and I'm not opposed to anybody trying to run the business. I don't mean that. But it just needs, we need to be mindful of the neighbors.
I agree with you. You know, anytime you're grinding trees, it's, I mean, some of the machines are 5,000 horsepower.
It's noisy.
And they're very noisy. I looked at it on Google Earth, and I've shown Scott a couple pictures, and there is some houses that are in close proximity.
Right next to each other.
And I'm not against anybody who wants to own a business.
And the fact that they're on wells, all the neighboring properties, too. There's a lot of stuff going into the ground, I'm sure. I know what we have, grinding operation in much bigger scale, but soil gets changed in color.
I think you have a very good point. You know, there's a lot of close neighbors.
Okay, if there's nothing else, Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2411, Joshua Zupo, I make a recommendation to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2411, Joshua Zupo. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Those of you who are interested in this application, what deferring action means is simply that we're not going to vote on it today. It will appear on a future agenda, possibly the next meeting. It could be on there for a vote. During that meeting, there will be no public testimony taken. We will simply be acting on it. So the best thing to do is keep an eye on the website, watch the agenda, and when you see it come up, if you'd like to come and watch the proceeding, you're certainly welcome to do so. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2412, Marco Morales.
Do we need to vote on that?
Oh, no. Didn't I say all in favor?
Did we?
Yeah, we don't call the roll.
I think you did. Yeah, I think you were just explaining that.
Yeah, I was just explaining to the make sure. All right.
Practice makes perfect.
There you go. All right, next public hearing is conditional use number 2412, Marco Morales.
Any further conversation or comments on this?
Seems like an appropriate use of the property.
Yeah, yeah.
Mixed residential, commercial.
Okay. All right, so.
We've got some standard.
Need to do a motion.
We've got some standard conditions for
that. We'll
get that straight.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2412, Marco Morales, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2412, Marco Morales. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2002, Sadie Properties, LLC.
Any comments? Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we defer change of zone 2002, Sadie Properties, LLC, for further consideration.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone 2002, Sadie Properties, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right. Ordinance number 2401 relating to marijuana establishments.
Could we ask, would request a deferral on this? Because this is unique enough, you know, that council's going to want to get some reasons why you're in favor or not in favor of it, and whether, you know, any of the changes are good or not.
I think when we make make our recommendation, I want it to be well thought out and include the items that we discussed, so let's take our time on this, okay?
I did have a relevant question, but I don't know that it impacts what action we would take with this.
Sure.
But there, I imagine there's some tax revenue sharing between the state and localities, is there not?
There's not at all.
There's not.
Yeah, it goes to the state.
Not yet.
Yeah. I mean, now, not yet, I suppose.
County could impose the tax.
The county would get probably some increased property tax revenue based on the improvements made to a property, you know, to have.
We could authorize our own tax on.
I suppose, I don't know the answer to that, you know.
Is our code enforcement gonna have to handle any of this?
Yeah.
Our code enforcement would just have to handle the zoning and the building code stuff. It's all state as far as the, yeah, the investigations.
Okay.
That's interesting, okay, thank you. I was just thinking to myself, oh gosh, if other localities move faster and we create a bunch of barriers, we're not gonna get to participate in that because of the cap.
Yeah.
Mr. Vincent, where can I find more information?
When you look at the ordinance.
I can send you the code and the regulations.
The way it's constructed for retail establishments, there's not a lot of C3 in the first place. And it has to be located in a very specific, and as Mr. Palmer pointed out, you know, the towns are 7 or 8 miles apart. You gotta be 3 miles from either one of them. You've got a pretty narrow strip there where you have to find a place to be. So I don't see us being overrun with applications, but we the law says we can't prohibit it. So we have to make a way for it to be done, and somebody will figure it out. Don't think it's not coming. Some enterprising person will figure it out. So, but I'm fairly happy with the ordinance the way it's written, so, you know.
I do have one question. You know, there is a lot of chicken houses that are getting to the point that Purdue does not want to use them anymore. They want to go more state-of-the-art, more computerized. That's all AR1. I mean, and that would be repurposing, you know, a house that's out of date.
They'd have to apply for changes.
Yeah, well, if it's AR1, if they want to do cultivation, they could.
Yeah, they could grow it.
So they wouldn't, that wouldn't need any rezone. They wouldn't have to come here, but they would have to get licensed by the state.
And the security.
Yeah, and comply with all the state's requirements on all that, and then.
I've looked into this.
Yeah. And then they'd have to come through building code.
That can happen almost anywhere.
I was just making sure.
Oh, yeah, the retail stores are gonna be the.
I will say, talking with Commissioner Coop, you know, it's not for the faint of heart to do the cultivation. It's so highly regulated and so tracked from, you know, day one till, you know, it's shipped to the end user. I mean, it's not something that you can dip your toe in. I mean, almost to the point where, I mean, just to me, it seems like economically it's hard to get into, you know, because there's so much upfront cost on it.
The barrier to entry is regulation. It's really not, it's not capital. It's so much as it's regulation is the barrier.
I'm going to use Maryland as example, and I've talked to several growers, and I've talked to several retail, and a lot of them don't make it because of the tax. The taxes are so high, and it's a very, you better be on your game to make any kind of money whatsoever.
But they also have very strict regulations. I have friends that are investors in one in Shaw, Maryland, and it is a big deal.
Very, very.
Yeah, and part of the problem is, too, as I understand it, I mean, this is getting a little far afield, but because it's not legal federally, you can't get federal-backed money for it, you know, loans and things like that, you know, so you have to have private investors.
There are very few banks will do business with you. I have some knowledge of that, and I can tell you there are many banks whose policy is we don't do anything in the chain. Don't do retail. Don't do anything in the chain. They won't bank you. Yeah. Can't have an account there. You can't borrow money. You can't deal with that bank.
I don't even think Farm Credit will touch it.
No, because as long as the federal government does not do anything about the fact that it's illegal on the federal level. Banks are not going to be interested.
No.
Be rare. There's a few, but they're rare.
I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah, me too. Sorry.
So can I make a motion to defer ordinance 2401?
Okay, moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance 2401 relating to marijuana establishments. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our agenda for today. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any closing words of wisdom to share with us? Or
nothing for the next meeting. One item that was scheduled for the next meeting has been withdrawn, so you'll have a lighter agenda at the next meeting.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.